is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California. Dictating a consultation note on patient Karina Castro. First name is Karina, C-A-R-I-N-A. Last name is Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O, Castro. Date of birth 7-8-1994. This letter is being written to Dr. Suzanne Austin. First name is Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. Last name is Austin, A-U-S-T-A-N, Austin. Address 2498 Stevens Creek Boulevard, San Jose, California, 95128. Telephone number 408-998-5400. Fax number 408-998-5414. Dear Dr. Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, Austin, thank you for asking me to see this 27-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Karina has been having ongoing problem with recurrent urticarial rashes since October of 2022. These rashes are quite transient and generally disappear after a few minutes period. There is no history of any angioedema, wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, or any throat tightness to suggest anaphylaxis period. This may have occurred after getting a COVID vaccine sometimes in, please strike that out, yeah. She has history, there's no history of any angioedema, please strike it out. There's history of asthma with occasional wheezing, and she generally uses albuterol inhaler, and that is quite effective, period. There is history of minor rhinitis for which she takes some antihistamines, period. There is no history of any eczema, period. She's allergic to sulfur drugs, and she's allergic to sulfur drugs. There is history of minor reflux, and she takes Pepcid every Pepcid off and on, period. She has also taken Zyrtec for her allergic rhinitis with the reasonable with definite benefit, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 27-year-old who had mild to moderate nasal stuffiness, period. There was significant dermatographism on her arms and neck, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. She feels that she may be allergic to nuts and perhaps some other foods, and wanted to make sure that everything is she wanted to make sure that there are no significant allergies playing in causation of this problem, period. New paragraph. Skin testing revealed moderate reaction to grasses and a few trees, period. No positive reactions were identified to any foods, period. This would pretty much eliminate any obvious food allergies, period. Her positive reaction to pollens and low-grade reaction to dust mites is quite reflective of low-grade asthma and mild rhinitis, period. My treatment plan, my diagnosis is as follows. Number one, dermatographic urticaria. Number two, history of minor asthma in good control. With number three, history of minor rhinitis in good control. My treatment plan, number one, avoid any obvious exacerbating factors. Number two, I gave her a list of many different exacerbating factors, and she would certainly hone down and see which one might be the source of problem. Number three, Zyrtec 10 milligram daily for the next 1 to 3 months, and then I will reevaluate. Number four, she can certainly use her albuterol as and when needed for her wheezing and asthma period. Overall, she should do very well, and I believe no other workup is necessary at this time period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. End of dictation on patient Corina Castro.